Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
I'm Sharad Kutan with me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia Pacific for Wanda in Singapore.
Good morning, Stephen. So yesterday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel made a big step towards her fourth term. The Social Democrats backing formal coalition talks with Merkel's party, the Christian Democratic Union. How much would this possible political clarity, how much would that feed into the euro?
Well, you know, it wasn't that unexpected. So the market was not overly surprised. So we didn't really get a big bounce on the euro this morning. Sure, traded a little bit higher. But I think a portion of that was really packed into the shutdown by the U.S. government. My view, however, is that EU political risk is not the main driver behind the euro dollars, or sorry, the euro sentiment right now. It's the ECB and the ECB possible shift in rhetoric, which has got the traders all excited and diving into the euro. So with the ECB decision coming up later this week, we could see a propensity for traders to reduce some overextended euro positions. So I think this morning some of the market took opportunity to unwind some of that risk at the initial spike, and we are trading lower on the euro accordingly.
Now, Stephen, you mentioned the U.S. government shutdown. So, yeah, it entered that partial shutdown over the weekend. Now, we have seen, 18 shutdowns over the past four decades or so. So how are traders viewing this latest episode? Is this a non-event, any different from the previous, 18 or so?
Very nonchalant. From history tells us that these events tend to have very little impact on the U.S. economy. And as we're seeing by the dollar this morning, it just traded a little bit lower, marginally lower at best. And we think that the scope for weakness will be somewhat limited based on this narrative. However, if we consider the longer-term trend of for dollar weakness to remain intact, I think this just could add a little bit of momentum behind it, but not a significant amount. I think investors, though, when it comes to equity markets, may be a little bit more cautious because, why not just sit and take some pause here, take some risk off the book, and see what actually transpires. So, this may be a godsend for investors that were on the relentless pursuit of chasing equity markets higher. So this may give them some cause for pause and allow them to book some profits.
So if it's a rather nonchalant approach for currency traders, what then will be the key near-term drivers for the dollar then, if not this partial shutdown?
Well, I think the key driver is still going to be the central bank narrative, and I think that's where we're really trying to get our focus on right now. Although looking at the dollar these days, it seems that it has very, very little reaction towards what higher U.S. yields, because we've actually seen 10-year bond yields surge towards the 2.65% area. That's quite a lift from the beginning of the year. But I think what we're looking at right now is two factors. One, a possible shift in ECB rhetoric, which would light a fire under the euro, and then a possible shift from the Bank of Japan. So, dollar weakness in the sense is not really driven by the traditional drivers that are, slow economic or weak economic data. The U.S. is providing some excellent economic data, but it's more or less weakening relative to other countries' currency strengthening, because it's the perception that central banks in other countries will actually move to a quicker pace of normalization than what the Federal Reserve will be.
So what I'm getting here is that we got to focus on perhaps the monetary policy side of things, focus on the central banks, perhaps those political sideshows that is just perhaps adding to the noise. But what about, say, focusing on corporate U.S. U.S. corporates then? Because last week you got Apple, who announced plans to repatriate its cash held overseas. Now, if this becomes a theme for U.S. businesses this year, how much of an upside will this provide for the dollar?
Well, you know, I've been looking at this for a few weeks now, actually a few months, to be honest with you. This was one of the anticipated areas that we were looking at. And I think based on our internal analysis, well, considering some external analysis from our banks we deal with, it's been pretty much decided that there's not going to be a lot. Well, there's still going to be some, but not a great deal of repatriation in foreign currency, as most of the balances are actually held in U.S. dollar denominated accounts. So I think on a daily basis, as these orders are actually coming to market, I think sure it'll add some luster to the greenback, but I think traders will just use those opportunities to sell the greenback, as opposed to be swayed one way or the other. So I just don't think it's a big enough inflow to change this overall weaker U.S. dollar narrative. However, it will certainly be a boon to the U.S. economy, and it'll certainly be a boon to U.S. equity markets. But since equity markets are not really necessarily feeding into a stronger dollar these days, I don't see any impact from that. However, if the U.S. economy continues to gain strength off of these repatriation flows, perhaps it'll nudge the Federal Reserve Board to move interest rates a bit higher. And theoretically, that could provide some fire to the U.S. dollar over the longer term.
Stephen, let's switch over to Asia. Let's look at China. 6.9% GDP growth for 2017. That marked the first annual acceleration in 7 years. More reason to go bullish, Yuan?
I think it's a good sign. I think beating expectations is a clear sign. And it looked to me on Friday that traders were all bulled up on the yuan, and really we're not so price sensitive, looking that they were just trying to acquire positions in size. I think this is talent. I think there's a couple of things here. I think towards the end of 2017, what became clear was that the PBOC policy in 2018 would be different from practices of yesteryear, as President Xi was laying the groundwork and seeding ambitious plans to have the yuan used more openly for international trade. Now, one of the big obstacles that investors have about putting money into China was currency manipulation, i.e. currency interventions or possible capital controls. It looks like they may be moving away from that policy, and I think this bodes well for investment going into China, because through the lack of intervention, international investors sort of warm up to that, because it becomes a more market-oriented driven currency and a little bit more controllable from a risk perspective, at least on their valuation risk perspective.
So what would a stronger yuan mean for other Asian currencies?
Well, I think what we see is, the yuan generally is the leader of the pack in most cases. However, this year we had a couple of other currencies that had some idiosyncratic storylines, the Malaysian ringgit and the Korean won, two of the standouts of 2017. But I think going forward, the yuan is going to have a bigger impact. I think also, because of the Belt Road Initiative, this is also going to help regional markets, more so in Malaysia than anyone else, that looks to be the biggest beneficiary of this foreign direct investment. So I could see the whole RMB complex and the whole China policy really supplying, lighting a fire under the ringgit as we move through 2018. From an economic perspective, it's certainly going to add luster to GDP, and I think things look very good in the overall basket, the overall Malaysian basket right now.
Great stuff as always. Thank you so much for your time and insights. That was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia Pacific for Owanda in Singapore.
And we'll be back with the Securities Commission naming and shaming on the question of all male boards and also the future TV. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.